The future. The adaptive fashion market has grown considerably in the last few years. Even in the year since I started this project, we've seen Unhidden appear at London Fashion Week. The cover of British Vogue feature adapted designer fashion from brands like Erdem, and Channel 4's latest show, The Unique Boutique. From the beginning, my aim for my project was never to set up my own brand, but to prove that adaptive fashion can and should be done. I would love to see it become more mainstream and not a niche little corner of the industry. Subtle features, like wider bows for ties or replacing tiny buttons with poppers or magnets, are so easy to achieve by any brand, from the high street to luxury, yet disabled people are still left out of fashion. I want the whole industry to think more about their customers, because disabled people want to be a part of fashion and should not be ignored any longer. Transforming my project into a brand that sold carefully crafted pieces that aim to alleviate symptoms of invisible disabilities would be incredible, but I think gaining some industry experience first is essential to doing this project, and my potential customer, justice. However, I've already gained so much from this project. My confidence in discussing disability as a whole and my personal experiences has grown so much, and I'm proud of how far I have come. I went from being worried about mentioning my disability, to talking about it live on local TV and radio. The most rewarding aspect of my project has to be these conversations. Getting more people to talk and to listen about this topic of invisible health conditions has been so informative, inspirational, and empowering, not just for me. I love that my designs have been a vehicle for these conversations, and I hope this is just the start for the visibility of invisible disabilities like mine. To see more about my work or to chat to me about it, my website is www.tegancook.weebly.com and my Instagram is @tegancookdesigns. Tegan Cook.